Okay, so the first question is, does anybody have any questions about self and selfness chronicles that I sent out last, or Misty sent out last week? I guess the question is, have you even read them, and do you understand them? Patrick?
Well, I've already sent you my questions. So
no, but nobody else has said anything, so I assume no, everybody else understands it all. I don't quite understand why you don't understand these things, Patrick. Where did I go wrong? Every one of those has been discussed.
Oh, I know. I absolutely agree with you, and I acknowledge that, but somehow or other, I've missed the deeper meaning, or any meaning.
Should I go down and get them?
What?
Should I go down and get them?
Okay. I don't have them because the computer wasn't going, so I haven't got it printed out. I have it in Misty's handwriting, which is a little difficult for me to read. And Andrew, yes, we're still getting your static, if that's you.
So I guess that's not you, Andrew.
Well, if he's on mute, if he has static in the line, it doesn't matter whether he's on mute or not. But the thing is, if he has electronics...
Yeah, that's what I thought. It seems to be... Yeah...
If you have electronic spray, you could spray your connections and see if that's not it.
I've been trying. It's all three of them, though, so... Okay. Sorry, if I can get it resolved, I'll call back. Pretty loud.
I'd rather have you than not have you. Static or no. That didn't make a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're moving on?
Well, I was waiting to see what was going to happen. So, Patrick, your first question was item Q on selfness. All things of the universe existing in time and space exist only in memory, not in memories. S. And you said, or asked, does this mean that memories are only fragments of information that I can pull together so they are never the things that exist in the universe? I don't quite understand your question.
Well, I made a statement that what I think it means, and so I'm asking you, and let me turn back to that page. All things in the universe exist in time and space only in memory, not in memories. So,
Patrick?
Yes?
Which number is it?
That's Q in...
It's page 3 of Selfness.
Yeah,
page
3
of
Selfness.
Thank you.
Top of the page.
So I'm asking, does it mean then that all things in the universe do exist in time and space in memory, but not in memories, and they're not in memories.
See, you don't.
Memories are only fragments of information that don't have any coherence themselves, that I have to pull
you
them
put
together
a
some
you
way
put
or
a,
other.
You put a twist on what it says, and the twist is what's screwing you up. All things of the universe that, let's say, that are existing in time and space only exist in memory. Does that make sense?
Yep.
That means that time and space are only memory.
That's really the definition of them, too.
That's the definition of it. all things of the universe existing, which we think exists in time and space, exist only in memory, not in memories.
Ah, okay. So, now that you're saying that, I'm recalling our conversations that said, essentially, there is no time and space, there is only memory.
That's right.
Ah, that makes it different, doesn't it?
So, yeah. What we're doing here is the memory and memories refer to time and space, not to things in time and space.
Okay.
They exist only in memory. So, therefore, time and space are memory, is memory, not memories. Then in the same sense, T, you are more than just eternal, you are universal. In fact, you are particular universal. And you are emergently abiding in the universe. This one seems to be very fundamental. So understanding is important. It seems there's something we call universal that is perhaps a great big something that is not a really big really anything. Then there is particular and universal that has come alive in a loner body and is therefore particular. But I don't know what the self about being emergently abiding in the universe.
I don't know what to say.
To say about
emergently.
Well, is your self today, is it not emergent from DNA?
Yes.
The DNA is the pattern of your body, and the self is emergent from that pattern.
Yes.
So then you are... In fact, you are a particular universal, and you are an emergent, the self is emergent from that. If you choose to
and
be...
That is...
If we say that 2 plus 3 equals 5, or 5 equals 6 minus 1, 7 minus 2... Can we not say if you declare yourself to be a 5, then that becomes a particular universal because it includes every number. Every number can now be lived or understood relative to 5. So that's a particular universal.
Yes.
Does that T-sense sentence say anything more than that?
No, and then that the you are the part that says you are emergently abiding in the universe, then that says that
we use the pronoun you for many things. I may have said yourself is emergently abiding in the universe.
Okay, yeah, that adds just a little bit more particular to it, doesn't it? Okay.
Okay, that's T. The next one was double F. That's Simone double F is on page 4. Dark is the natural state of the universe. Light is the aberration. I thought we've gone over this.
Well, we have, but somehow or other I've missed why it's important to understand that.
Well, the example I've used before, and I'll use again, can you not see in your dreams? There is no light in your dreams, yet you see plainly in your dreams. Your eyes are closed. So
certainly outside the light, that's for sure, yeah.
So light itself is not natural in the universe. It isn't even necessary. But once light started, then we developed sight, and the eyes that rely on sighting or light are essentially not natural. Natural is like being able to see in the dark, like seeing in your dreams. That's a natural state of the universe. That's a natural state of you. It's a natural state of dark matter.
And if I focus only on the light,
then you're missing most of the universe. Because that's the apparition.
Yeah, focusing there, then I miss the majority of what exists.
That's right. Is that all?
You skipped over double X, which is on page 6.
I skipped over what?
Double X.
Double X.
On page 6.
Life is not that which is alive. That which is alive was loaned to life for life to come alive. Several weeks ago, I asked you, can you consider a life as not being defined only as being alive? Could you consider life not limited to just only the definition of being alive, as in alive in this way that you are today? Is life then greater than just you, as you are today? The same way as dark is a greater natural light than light is.
Okay, so then life isn't, I'm reading this again.
Supposing I said, just for the, it was important that I said this, but supposing I said, spiritual is not that which is alive. That which is alive was loaned to spirit for life to come alive. Is that okay?
That broadens it some, yeah.
I asked you before in that, could you consider life as being a self? Life itself as being other than just the definition of being alive. I'm trying to get you to think.
We had some conversation whenever recently that really self, without selfing, there isn't any life. Did I understand that correctly?
I don't think you said correctly. I said, without self, there is no life.
Oh, without self, there is no life.
I did not say selfing.
Okay.
So then, in this case, self is not that which is alive. That which is alive was loaned to self, for self to come alive.
Ah. Now that's starting to make sense for me. I'm beginning to understand what you're saying there. Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Okay. See, if you just change any word from a noun to a verb, you change the whole different meaning of the sentence.
I realize that now when you pointed that out in terms of selfing. It really did change. It was talking about something entirely different.
Hey, let's back up in time here, back up in memory a bit. In 1858 or in 1859, DNA was discovered, but no one knew what it was for. Nobody knew what it was, or nobody knew what it was for. This was the same time about which Darwin was completing his Origin of Species and his discussion of evolution. Problem with Darwin's, he had no system or no explanation of how things worked. He just talked only in conclusions. And so his book is pretty useless in that regard. But DNA is the operating system of what everything Darwin was saying. But he didn't have that information. Do you understand how Darwin was talking in conclusions?
Yeah,
it doesn't do any good to talk about things evolving if you don't discuss what evolving means. That's why I don't want you to change self to selfing, because self has a meaning and selfing has a meaning, and they're entirely different. Anyway, Darwin only talked about what happened, but not how did it happen. What occurred to for it to happen? In 1944, now remember, 1944, that's just about the end of the big war. That's just in the middle of my lifetime. Edwin Schrödinger, he's the big quantum physics guy who did Cat in the Box. Anyway, Edwin Schrödinger stepped out of physics and into biology and gave a lecture. This was in Belfast, I think it was. He left Austria in 1938 because of Hitler and what was going on, and went to Belfast, I think it was. In 1944, he stepped into discussing biology and gave a lecture on that was called What is Life? And it was very popular. It was so popular that they repeated it the next day. And then a transcript of his lecture was put into a book form called What is Life? In the course of the lecture, he offered that DNA, the stuff of DNA, was encoded with life. What was life was encoded in DNA, and how to life functions was encoded in DNA. And then DNA oversaw how it all worked. Well, the other scientists said they saw nothing new in what Schrödinger said, and so they mostly passed it off. Now we know that everything that he said about DNA was actually true. So, now I'm suggesting something else.